Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. This week is a perfect week for The Nightmare Before Christmas. I wanted to talk a little bit about the whole movie. I provided a clip of one of the main songs, but I wanted to talk first about the whole journey that Jack goes through, the main character. And really, we start off in the beginning of the movie with them having had a successful Halloween, right? Everyone is so excited and happy. Like, they're celebrating. Yay, Halloween was over and we did such a great job. And now we have a whole year to plan the next one. And Jack is really kind of like, man, you know, something's different this year. Something didn't feel right. Something didn't feel as purposeful or meaningful this time. And so he takes this journey with his dog through the woods, and he keeps walking and he keeps walking. And then he comes to this like enchanted part of the woods where he finds a few trees, and they all have little holiday decorations on the door. And it leads to that particular holiday's land of enchantment. And I think it's really interesting that when we do have times where we kind of feel stuck, right, that we tend to go into quiet reflection. And that is exactly what Jack did. He went on this long walk with his dog, and he became really present in the moment, and he allowed himself to kind of process what was going on. And when we do that, just like when Jack moved through the forest and then came upon this set of trees, the universe knows that we're quiet and that we're able to hear better, right? And so these synchronicities kind of happen for us. And it's those taps from the universe that are saying like, hey, I know you feel this way. And also, I know you're in the receptive mode. So here's a synchronistic thing that's going to happen, a synchronicity that's going to get your attention to move forward. And with Jack, he actually comes up to the trees and then he starts to walk away. And then all of a sudden, the wind from the Christmas door of the tree literally pulls him in. And the universe says that to us, right? Because sometimes even when we're like, you know, the tap tap comes and then we're like, oh yeah, that was interesting and that was kind of weird. But also, I'm going to go over here now. It literally physically drew him in. And the universe does do that for us. And so he made this beautiful discovery. He goes and he's in Christmas Town and he's so excited. And, you know, he's seeing all these amazing things and his heart starts to get warm, right? He's like, what is this warm feeling? Eventually, he has to leave. So he leaves. And so he goes back to his home and he stays there for an extended period of time, so much so that like the townspeople are getting really worried about it and worried about him. And he's reading all the books. He's doing some experimentation, you know, on some of the candy canes and some of the tinsel and stuff that he brought back. And he's trying to figure what in the world even happened to me, right? What is this feeling that I feel deep inside of me that I've never felt before? And it feels really good. And that's when we get into that main song that you have the link to. And it's such a beautiful song. But inside of it, he's really like beating himself up a little bit because he's like, well, I kind of cognitively understand it, but like, I'm not feeling it. Like, you know, I've read the books. I understand the stories. Like, I see what happens with the experiments, but like, it's not moving from a cognitive understanding. And for me, it's kind of like, this is the consciousness. He is trying to figure out this other town, this other feeling that comes with Christmas from the Halloween and scary consciousness, right? And so he's having a hard time doing that. And like, haven't we all done that too, right? Like, we learn something new and then we're kind of like, I don't feel it though. Like, I understand it, but like, I don't feel it in my gut. Or like, I don't feel that feeling consistently of warmth, and I'm not claiming it fully. But then in the middle of the song, he's like, you know what? Actually, I've done all this stuff. Is it really that hard? Like, is it really this difficult? And there's a line, and he says, just because I cannot see it doesn't mean I can't believe it. So he has this kind of like, right? And then he goes into this full eureka of, oh my gosh, I don't actually have to see it in order to believe it. And then he's like, it just is. It just is. And then he goes a step further and then he claims it. He's like, it just is so much that I'm going to take it over and I'm going to have Christmas this year. We're going to do this. Christmas is ours. And then he goes and he tries to explain it to the rest of his community. And he's really trying hard to explain it. And his community is just not getting it. And finally, he kind of gives up. He's just like, you know what? I'll just give you what you want. Yeah, it's terror. We give presents that make them scared, as opposed to having that warm, beautiful feeling that he had when he visited Christmastown. So then they take over Christmas. And we know that that doesn't go well for him. And that he ends up actually getting shot out of the sky because he's delivered all these terrifying gifts to children and families, right? And at the end, though, he realizes that was real fun. That was really fun. I'm glad I did that. But also, here I actually am. I am the Pumpkin King. And then he goes back into this feeling of meaning again and feeling a purpose and knowing who he is. And this whole process and this whole journey is really the abundance journey. Because when we feel stuck, when we feel like we don't have a purpose, when we're not in meaning and we search for things, the universe is here with us, leading us and guiding us. And it's the process and who we are becoming that is really the abundance. So him really moving into a space of understanding that even though he cannot see it, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And knowing after taking on the endeavor of being Santa Claus, that's not what he actually wanted. So he could just leave that be. And he had a better understanding of who he truly is because of that whole experience. And so when you're going throughout the holidays this year, and if you feel stuck, and if you feel like you're in a slump and you don't feel purposeful or any of the things that you're doing have meaning, I want you to really get into a self-reflective place and say, the way that I'm doing things, is it really the way that I want to do them this holiday season? Or do I want to do something different? Maybe not take over another holiday or try to do something completely and drastically different, unless you really feel that. But allow yourself that space to really feel into what makes sense to you and allow that magic of the holiday season, the understanding that just because I cannot see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, right? That I can't believe in it. Is not true. You get to believe whatever you want to believe. You get to create whatever you want to create. You get to feel meaningful in whatever you want to do. So take some lessons from Jack and create the holiday season that feels most aligned and authentic to you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.